Chapter 26. As snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. As the sparrow in her wandering, as a swallow in her flying, so the curse that is causeless alights not. A whip for a horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like to him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks in damage. The legs of a lame hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As one that binds a stone in a sling, so is he that gives honor to a fool. As a thorn that goes up into the hand of the drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As an archer that wounds all, so is he that hires a fool, and he that hires them that pass by. As a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool that repeats his folly. See you a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. The slothful says, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turns upon its hinges, so does a sluggard upon his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. It wearies him to bring it again to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. He that passes by and vexes himself with strife belonging not to him is like one that takes a dog by the ears, as a madman who casts firebrands, arrows, and death. So is a man that deceives his neighbor and says, am not I joking? For a lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention ceases. As the coals are to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to inflame strife. The words of a whisperer are as delicious morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts. Fervent lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver dross. He that hates covers up with his lips, but he lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred cover itself with guile, his wickedness shall be openly shown before the assembly. Whoso digs a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolls a stone, it shall return upon him. A lying tongue hates those whom it has wounded, and a flattering mouth works ruin.